The Swallow's Flight by Hilary Mackay. Read by Catherine Press. Chapter 1. Eric and Hans. Berlin, 1931. One summer, when he was 10 years old, Eric became famous for buying dead flies.
"Really?"
said Hans, who was in the same class at school and had just moved into the apartment below.
"You're always becoming famous for something embarrassing."
"I know," admitted Eric, because it did seem a bit that way. The falling off the bridge on the school expedition to the river, his hospital for dolls. He'd fixed one small girl's doll and the news had got round.
"Eric can mend dolls!"
And suddenly he'd found himself with a bedroom full of prim china faces, not necessarily attached to their bodies. And now he was buying dead flies. The reason Eric needed flies was a family of little birds. Their nest had fallen. The fragile shell of dry mud had crumbled and split from the wall, and two fledglings had been lost. But three had survived. Eric's Kleine Schrauben, his little swallows. He tried finding enough flies for them alone, but without having wings himself it seemed impossible. He'd taken a teaspoon to every rose bush within walking distance, scraping off greenfly. Both the baker and the butcher had asked him very forcefully to get out and mind his manners, when he'd offered, as politely as he could, to remove the wildlife buzzing in their windows. He'd haunted the rubbish bins at the back of the apartment building. Even so, he couldn't manage to keep up with the swallow's demand, and so he'd recruited his classmates. They naturally said they were not going to spend their spare time collecting flies for nothing, and demanded to be paid. Eric had paid first in fruit drops, from the box he'd had for his birthday, and next with an assortment of rather chipped marbles, and after that with cigarette cards, scenes of old Berlin, flags of the world, and his precious exotic birds and animals. He had a few French cards too, mostly pictures of famous film star girls.
"Girls," said Hans scornfully, when he came with his flies to trade.
Hans had a sister named Lisa. She was 1 year younger than Hans, but she was taller than he was, and she bossed him about. Lisa had 100 friends, or so it seemed to Hans.
"I've enough girls at home."
"Well then, choose a flag," suggested Eric. "Or an armadillo or a camel or something." Hans said he didn't care about flags, and that the camel and the armadillo had unfriendly faces. In the end, he chose a girl after all, one with great waves of hair, and a very small top hat tilted over one eye, not at all like his sister or any of her friends. In return, he gave Eric an envelope full of bluebottles, mosquitoes, and other small flies. The mosquitoes were squashed and so no use, but the rest were all right. Eric, for about the 10th time that day, explained why squashed were no good, with all the juice wasted.
"You do know everybody is talking about you, don't you?" said Hans.
"Are they?"
"Saying you are crazy."
"Oh, well, yes."
"What other cards do you have to trade?"
"I don't really, Hans," said Eric. He did have an album of fairy tales cards, collected for him by his mother long before. He couldn't trade them because she was still fond of them. Now and then, on winter evenings, she would turn the pages and murmur, "Yes, I remember," when she came to the Seven Swans, or the Tin Soldier, or whatever. Eric also hoped that he might keep his 5 dogs of the world, the German Shepherd, the Husky, the St. Bernard with the little barrel on its collar, the English sheepdog with the smiling face, and the small French poodle. He had owned them for as long as he could remember, given them names and dreamed them stories. They were old friends, and yet he'd known these swallows since they were eggs. Every summer a nest was built above his bedroom window. Already the parent birds were building there again. And now Eric had these 3. He kept them in his bedroom, in a box by the open window, snuggled together in his winter hat, which would never be the same again. Hans came to watch his latest delivery of flies disappear.
"More than an hour's work gone in seconds," he remarked. "However do these ridiculous